following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's easy to find more excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. First, there's fantasy football. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer? Yes, please. And Buffalo Wild Wings is the best place to follow your team all season long. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door, we'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. The Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best. See that line of blockhead, watch those backs move out. Heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, smooth as a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
Can you hear it?
Day by day, we get better and better, and so you can't be beat. We won't be beat. I said now, day by day, we get better and better, and so we won't be beat. We can't.
Empty backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it. Holds over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Lance Sorrell. 45, 40. Lance Sorrell to the outside. 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Lance Sorrell. Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. And Maher drills one from 51 yards out.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Nebraska. In what would be a miraculous comeback in the final 40 seconds. Brown for the win. The kick is up. And it's good. He got it. Nebraska wins it.
28-26 is our score. Kickoff into the end zone will be brought out by Abdullah. Abdullah, a little bit of shake and bake. With room to run. What kind of speed do you have, young guy? Down the right sideline. He's got a chance. Yes. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Third down and 20. Good protection, pass to the sidelines, good. Out of bounds at the 25, Todd Brown made the catch, and Quinn hit him right on the numbers.
Fake the handoff, back to throws, Martinez looking downfield, has a man out there, pass caught, touchdown, Quincy and Unwa, and the Huskers back to it in a score.
Big down, third to long five. Heading to the end zone, and very close to it was Dean Steinkohler, he's in for a touchdown.
Stretch play to Bell, trying to get to the outside. Compton hits him and drops him to the 10. What a play by Will Compton.
Backfield in the eye, wide outs both ways. And here is a fake. Druckenmiller on the keeper, loses the football. It's picked up by the Huskers, and they're going to run it in. Jason Peter for the score.
Snap back to Taylor. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Guns, pass, caught. Cotton, 15, 10. Bam to 5. Dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1-yard line. Ben Cotton.
And the pitch to Warner. Gets it up about the 29. Jimmy Williams comes up with a football, and Nebraska's got it. Jimmy Williams came out of the stack with a football.
Back to throw is Cousins, holding, looking, going downfield, looking for Cunningham. He goes up, ball knocked away at the last second. Stafford was there, so was Ciante Evans.
We are ready to settle the Big 12 football championship deep in the heart of Texas. Major Applewhite back in the pocket. Eludes one. Husker is in trouble, and down he goes. Warren Kaiser was there.
And the Cornhuskers will go for two. They trail 17-15. Full house backfield. Frazier will throw. It's good. Two-point conversion. Eric Alford made the catch. Game tied at 17. Buckle picked up.
up on the bounce by Keithan. And now down for Mitchell, double team, and Mitchell got it. How did he get that one?
Tater in the shotgun. Burkhead off to his right. Snap back to Tater. Holds it, looks, throws, pass, caught Kenny Bell. Dive, touchdown.
Sal Jones, the lone setback from the 47 of CU. Frazier takes the snap, gives it on a counter play. Jones runs behind a blocker, 45-40, 35-30, 25, 15, he's gone. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Option far side, back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out, a flat. Burkhead makes a catch, sets a tackle, 25-20, 15-10, 5, Rex Burkhead, touchdown Nebraska, and the Huskers are to within a point.
Holy moly, man, woman, and child did that, put them in the aisle.
Fourth down and 8, the ball at the 24-yard line of Miami, but they're down by 7.
Now Wildcat set. Burkhead awaits the snap. On 2nd and 10, Marlowe in motion. They give it off to Marlowe off the jet motion. On 35, Marlowe to the 30, 25-20, 15-10. Tim Marlowe knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line at the 1-yard line. Tim Marlowe takes the handoff for 39 yards.
Option play, the pitch to Irving Fryer around the right side. Irving Fryer could be gone. Irving Fryer, touchdown.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. And coming up, our high school football preview is with Kevin Stein, Grand Island Northwest head football coach. We'll also be talking with Luke Hoover, our initial 2013 fantasy football feature. Every Thursday, last segment is the scheduled time. So email us, Facebook us, tweet us your fantasy football questions for Luke Hoover, and we'll pass those along to him in our last segment today. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is here. It has arrived. It shall be in many high schools, homes, libraries, restaurants, dens, Huskerland Prep preseason magazine, and in studio today, Robert Jensen.
Indeed I am, and thank you, Duda, for that overwrung introduction. Always good to be here.
How many of these have you already done this year? I know our friend Rich talks to you. We've seen you on NTV with your smiling face. You work with Ed every week.
Yeah, that's all window 1500. Dressing, Doug. It's all window dressing leading up to the big show.
Window dressing,
that's what it is.
Leading up to the big show.
I'm doing that one next week.
Big show starts August 29th. Why are we playing Thursday football games? Let me throw that out to you to get this thing started. Why are we playing Thursday night, the opening night? Is that referees? Is that facilities? Or is that to spotlight your team and give you an extra day for the next week?
I think it's all three. It's funny you throw that third one in. I think most people who follow the game know that we do have a shortage of high school officials in, for all the sports, frankly. And so that has led to a lot of unusual start times, Thursdays, early games, that kind of thing, which works out great in the radio deal because then you can be at one game at 2 and then pick all your stuff up and drive a long ways to a game at 7. But the other part, the thing about featuring a team, the facilities deal, I mean, Millard North, Millard South on opening night, there's three schools, one stadium, so yeah. You got one Thursday night. The other one, though, is got a little bit of a local flavor to it, and that is the next week, week one, when Cozad has a chance to play big boy football against Adams Central. And that is going to be one of the real telling games of the first couple weeks of the season. And they're going to play that on a Thursday night. And I have reason to believe it's Cozad's home game. They chose to play on Thursday. And it is a spotlight game.
That'll be, in opener there as well. All the kids are in practice by now. The NSAA has kind of, the last couple, 3 years, even the playing field. First, if you had week zero, you started practice on this day. Then if you played an opponent that had a week zero game, you could also start practice. And now everybody can start practice on the same day, which was Monday. And, of course, there was conditioning last week for most of the teams across the state of Nebraska. They should be well-prepared, or at least they hope. Plenty of time to get in for those first games of the season. But Bob and I will be looking at the Huskerland preseason top 10. There's some perennial powers that aren't there anymore. There's some new teams that are moving up. That's always the fun part, to kind of look at that and see what's going on there. We'll take a look at the All-State teams, kind of who's leading, who the best players are maybe coming into the season. We, of course, always talk about the kids that might be going to the Huskers, but as we have found out lately, not all of the Division I kids in Nebraska are ended up going to Lincoln anymore. And, Bob, is that because, and this has nothing to do with the kids, but you got Drew Ott, you know, you got some kids going to Iowa, you got South Dakota State with Schaaf, you got some Division I's out there, and Nebraska fans will look at those programs as lesser than Nebraska. So good, bad, where the talent, just your overall thoughts on there are Division I kids, but they may not necessarily be going to Lincoln like they always did.
Yeah, well, you know, as far as Schaaf goes, I think, frankly, South Dakota State, in that particular example, might be a better fit for him. This Trey Carr that's from Burke, he's got a quote-unquote soft commit to South Dakota State, which is roughly the same arrangement I had with Marsha Connor for my senior prom date. But the thing is, these other kids, you know, part of that leakage we had, you know, Millard North had all those really outstanding kids in the early 2000s. By all accounts, and this is talking to the Millard North coaches, Nebraska did not take it seriously that they would not come to Lincoln. They wound up going to Iowa. The Olsen kid is an NFL player. Shader was a three-time All-Big Ten defensive back. And as far as Ott goes, it's the same thing with Drew. Drew wanted to go to Nebraska. They, you know, he truly was that small-town kid with that big stadium dream. Well, he went down to camp, and they didn't give him the time of day. Well, at the same time, you've got Reese Morgan, who is the angel of death from Iowa. That guy is a great recruiter. He came and said, "We not only do we want you, we know you can play here." He said, yes. I happen to know for a fact someone asked him what would happen if after that, that Nebraska was to show up on his doorstep and say, you know, what we meant was please come. He was going to have them removed. And I don't think he didn't need much help, but he was going to have them removed. And so here you are. It's a matter of, you know, we take things for granted, I think, in a lot of cases. And I know that Ott definitely wanted to come to Nebraska. It's the same thing with Nathan Budgeta for House, you know, wanted to play at Nebraska. Nebraska was slow. Didn't show any attention. And the same thing happened with Harrison Phillips. I mean, after the fact, Harrison, he told me personally that if Nebraska had shown him interest 6 months earlier, there'd have been no talk of any other school. He'd have just committed. But Nebraska did not. And he went, and by the time, you know, the time decision came, all these other schools came because he had a great off season. He had some other options.
And he's going to Stanford. So it's definitely not one of those that Nebraska looks at as a lower tier program out there.
No.
Let's get into a little bit of talk here about the magazine. It has arrived at your offices. You will be getting that out to all the outlets and all the folks that subscribe and want to get it. Let's start with that. If folks want to subscribe to Huskerland, if they want a copy of the preseason magazine, what's the easiest way to do that?
The best way to do it would be to call our office. And we have a toll-free number. It's 800-323-3929. And we have an operator sitting around doing probably nothing since I'm out of the office. She could probably surely squeeze in time between Facebooks to get your phone call.
Oh, man.
So anyway, the thing is that we've got the magazine is here, and I'm especially pleased with the cover. We've done all sorts of things with the cover, but our cover has always featured a player. And this year we have history that is documented on our cover, which is actually really cool. For the first time ever, there are three active 300-win football coaches in Nebraska high school. One of them is Carl Tesmer, who his first team, I believe, had Abe Lincoln on it at end. And then Jeff Beller up at Norfolk Catholic. And Mark Wortman, the pride of Lexington, Nebraska, is at Elkhorn. And, you know, we got those three guys to come to Central City. We did a long interview that we posted on the web, and then we have their photo on the cover.
This isn't a Photoshop deal. They were actually standing next to each other.
They were actually next to each other. And it was kind of interesting, dude. I don't know what all of them thought independently, and I haven't spoken to them after the fact, but, you know, all three of them showed up at my office. They all came, obviously, separately, showed up, did the little handshake deal. We got to sitting down, and we got to talking, and I think it seemed to me it was only then that they really started to grasp what was going on. I mean, this is history. I mean, these guys all know each other. They don't know, each of them doesn't know the other two all the same way. But they're all acquainted, and they're obviously professional. There's a lot of professional respect at that table and all that. But we talked about some things that don't normally get asked, I think, and it made for a really interesting conversation.
Want to share one of those?
Well, the one question that stuck out to me was, what would you tell you if you were starting again in coaching? And, you know, these guys have been around a long time, all of them at least 30 years. And the common theme was to be braced for criticism, to stand by your guns, and to never forget to work hard. And, you know, you don't want to talk. You know, here are guys who have won 300 games. And all three of them, you know, all three of them at one time or another have lost the big one or done some, you know, lost a game that they thought they should win. And, you know, it just reminds you, there's not everybody, you know, everybody goes through that. And you got to have some thick skin. You know, Carl said that. You got to have some thick skin because there's going to be times when things don't go the way you want. Now, there have been a lot of times where all three of those guys have had things go pretty well. But, you know, it was a real interesting interview. And, you know, those are three. They're not just good coaches. They're great coaches. They're great high school football coaches, but they're really good people. And, you know, as much as anything, it'd be the same thing for this radio station or the paper or whatever. You want people that represent your organization well. And there isn't any, you know, all three of those guys have earned such huge respect, not only from their peers, but from people around the game that, you know, it certainly reflects well on those programs.
Who's next to 300? Anybody in the ballpark?
I'm not good at that. I don't know the answer to that. But it is ironic that all three of those guys won their 300th last year.
Doug Duda, Bob Jensen with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Maybe you've got a question about your high school team. Maybe you've got a question about the team down the road that's your rival. You can send us an email. You can shoot us a tweet. You can Facebook us. Of course, the Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 altogether at ESPN 1460 1550. Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Are you tweeting?
You know, I did tweet. I found that there are some subjects that just are better left off unsaid. I do some. I mean, I'm not big at it, but, you know, I do. There you have it. I do.
Dwayne wants to know where in Kearney they can get a prep report or if they need to definitely
now,
still
now,
contact
us. There's two answers to that question. One of them is where the general public can get it. Yeah, we'll have them at Hastings Bookstore. We've always had them at Hastings Bookstore. The other question would be where Dwayne could get one. See, I can't think of any place that would actually allow him entry into their place of business, but should he weasel his way in for just a mere $15, he will be able to secure a magazine.
Do you have like a spot in Elgin where you might be able to pick up a book?
Yeah, we do. It's called Albion.
Oh, man. A day after introducing the new athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, he gets to work. We get to work on the football season. Bob's going to take a look and give us some questions and answers to his top tens, which, of course, have to be compiled at the beginning of the summer, and see if there's anything that's happened that would make him change his mind on those, maybe one or two. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, folks, don't forget, whether it's for lunch today, whether it's for an evening meal on Sunday, whether it's to have your favorite refreshment or just to go in and enjoy the best live entertainment in Kearney. Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard is the place to be. We've had some really good August weather, and the music has been playing, and folks are just out in the courtyard enjoying life, listening to the music, having their favorite cocktail, and, of course, some of the great food at Cunningham's. You can have a great lunch anytime you want. Swing on in. The kitchen is open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They're open 7 days a week on the bricks downtown Kearney, and you can always watch your favorite sporting events, whether it's the golf tournament, whether it's tennis, whether it's Major League Baseball, or, of course, college and NFL season. And, of course, our Husker lunches will return on Wednesdays at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. There's something for everybody at Cunningham's downtown Kearney. Don't forget Kevin Stein, Grand Island Northwest football coach, Luke Hoover from RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. Send them in. We'll fire them off to Luke at the end of the show, and we'll be right back with more on Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prepper Report after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. Doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like to ride, you'll love shopping at Performance Bicycle. With over 10,000 items, a lifetime guarantee, and a low price promise, PerformanceBike.com is the first choice for millions of cyclists across America. Plus, don't miss all the great values during the Deals, Deals, Deals event going on now at PerformanceBike.com. Bikes and all the gear you need for road, mountain, neighborhood, and city riding on sale now at PerformanceBike.com. Go to PerformanceBike.com now and say...
With some partial sun, we'll also see some scattered showers and storms around the area during the day today, with a high in the upper 70s, south wind stay at 5 to 10. With a chance for more scattered storms into tonight, we'll head back to a low of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Bob Jensen, publisher and owner of Huskerland Prep Report, based out of the worldwide headquarters in Central City. The magazine is out, and we're going to talk about it now because everybody just wants to look at the top 10.
Sure.
Has anything, and we'll break it down, but has anything in any of the schools, any of the classes, changed your thought from when you put these together in May to where we are 2.5 weeks before the start
actually,
of the season?
Well, actually, this summer, Doug, was unlike any summer I've ever had. Spring, it took me a long time to get the magazine done, which is another entire story. But as a result, there was a couple midsummer things.
Well, you wouldn't take so much vacation.
Yeah, that's just it. I did take that 3 to 5 that one Wednesday. But anyway, the thing is that there was a couple midsummer things that happened that definitely have an impact on a couple of real important programs, perennial winners. One of them is at Crofton, which is not necessarily in our listening area, but they have a 3-year starting quarterback who decided to go out for cross country. And
what?
Yeah, cross country. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I think it doesn't matter. He went out for cross country. Closer to home, Kennesaw. Craig Snitzler had one of the worst weeks any coach had all summer. I will guarantee you that. First of all, his son, Preston, sophomore, he was on our preseason All-State team at the time, tore his ACL. He's doing great. I talked to Coach Snitzler actually this morning. Preston's doing great. He's right on schedule, riding a bike, doing all sorts of things. But he won't be back in high school athletics until January. That happens to people. But this other thing is a first-timer for me. Michael Duffy. All-state candidate in the line, defending state runner-up, is not out for football his senior year. He is involved instead in mixed martial arts. And so you take two all-staters off a team, and that will change things up a little bit. So I did, again, talking with Coach Snitzler, he did say they got a piece of good news. When camp opened, a kid by the name of Burr, who was their sixth man in basketball, real good athlete. He was on the football team as a freshman and sophomore, was not out last year. He had a little back problem. He's back, and he's probably going to step into the starting quarterback job, and they'll shuffle some people at running back to cover for Preston and just go from there.
And Kennesaw was seventh in the preseason D2 rankings, so area team that has some things going on there. Do have an email here, and if you've got an email, a tweet, a Facebook, whatever the case may be, question for Bob, sure, shoot it off to us. Does new coach Jeff Rowan have any chance of getting the Minutemen back on track in Lexington? A one-year stint with Bob Jones, another new coach. That's always tough for the kids. Three coaches, 3 years.
Well, yeah, you're right. That is. And, you know, Coach Jones came here with a tremendous pedigree. Three things that come to mind. First of all, I love Alex Galvin. I interviewed Alex Galvin, defensive end from Lexington, in the preseason. What a great kid. He had no idea what to make out of me or the interview process until we were nearly done. But I have a new favorite player in Lexington. The other two things, probably a little more germane to the question. One of them is, something to remember last year is Lexington lost 5 games by 7 points or less last year. They returned something like 7 kids who either made all-district or were honorable mention all-district. They have a lot of experience back. Coach Rowan is somebody who's been around the program. The kids like him. They're going to work for him. You just know that. So when you talk about turn things around, are we talking about 1996? I don't know if that's going to happen, but I could see them approaching 500. I could see them winning a game or two that right now people wouldn't think they would. So, you know, Lexington is in a unique situation. I mean, with the history that program has had and then the history it's had here lately, they're just so diametrically opposed, it just doesn't make sense. But hopefully... And when I talked to Alex, and this was back in May, you know, he gave me a great report on attendance at weights, at enthusiasm. I mean, you know, kids want to play football. And, you know, that's a lot. But we're not talking about rocket science here. We're not talking about winning the national championship. So I think Lex has got a chance definitely to be better.
A program that's similar, and we're going to be talking for the first time here in the next couple of days or shows with the new head football coach at Hastings, and Eric. What do you know there? I know they're going to have their hands full. He's not walking into a bevy of returning starters and a team that went deep into the playoffs. A lot of work to do there for Hastings.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, again, we're talking about a late summer hire. And I did actually interview Eric Emerson here a few weeks ago. And, you know, Eric's, you know, his first-time head coach is all sorts of excited, but he also said that there's a lot of challenges that he and his staff face that nobody else is facing because, you know, this is all just thrown together at the last minute. But Eric is he's a neighborhood guy. He comes from Franklin. He understands the program. He has worked his way up from, I think he told me, like sixth grade football all the way up to being every step of the way head junior high varsity assistant head coach. So he's seen it all. But you're right. They've struggled in recent years anyway, the Tigers have, and they don't have a lot of experience coming back. They got to find a new quarterback. After, you know, having Rebarger's kid graduate, 3-year starter. So, you know, it's going to be tough. It will be interesting to see how the kids respond to the change in leadership. I mean, everybody knows that happens. There will be something will happen. Now, whether or not that translates to more wins or less wins, that's yet to be determined. But, you know, Hastings, you know, you're right. Hastings has, you know, got its hands full this year. Step one, you know, try and get things organized, try and get kids head in the right direction and build for a future.
All right, Bob Jensen with us in studio from Huskerland Prep Report, and of course he'll join us every week if we haven't signed the contract yet, but he has been gracious ever since we've started this to join us every week and update us on high school football. Let's get it started here. Class A, I can understand Kearney. They've only got a handful of kids that are coming back and a lot of holes to fill. Grand Island has 15 returning starters. I'll pose it to you this way. Neither one is ranked in the preseason top 10, and this happens from time to time, but when's the last time neither finished in the top 10? And you had Kearney 10th last year, making it into the playoffs, losing in the first round. but their track record is so good. Once again, I have to figure one of those two teams is going to put together a good enough resume that they're going to be rated for more than a week this year and might be there at the end. So why? What's the biggest reason neither one of them could crack the top 10? I can understand Kearney, so maybe you just address Grand Island first.
Omaha football. The depth of Omaha football. I mean, Lincoln football has rebounded a little bit the last couple of years. I mean, Southeast has become Southeast again. Frankly, the Southeast kids are going to Southeast again, which, has hurt Southwest. But then, North Star, this is North Star's shot. If North Star is ever going to be great, it's got to happen this year. They've got the pieces. But the depth of Omaha football, when you look at that top 10, it's Omaha. And Kearney and Grand Island, they're right outside there. And the thing is, the reason they're both outside there, Doug, and you know that, they're both winning programs. They both got outstanding head coaches who have outstanding staffs, and they're going to be good. Somebody asked me, okay, how good's Kearney going to be? I don't, they're going to be good, but I can't tell you why. I mean, I look at that list, I say, I don't know, who are these people? I mean, but I do know this much. The key to any Kearney football season, and I think you know this from being around the program, is Coach Kuhl is going to coach them up. It's just a matter of how much Coach Cherry is going to coach them down to get the net difference to find the wins. And in the past, it's proven to be a lot of wins.
I think it's just Coach Archer scares them into being.
Oh, that's entirely possible. I know he scares me. That's part of the reason I didn't want to make fun of him. So. But no, all joking aside, that is a great. That's a great's an overused word. That's a really good high school staff, and same thing with Tomlin, and they're both going to win at least six games. I don't have much doubt about that. Kearney will do it because they have athletes, and they've got some outstanding possibilities. Brian Arp is a guy that I heard. I saw him play last year. The kid has got it. It's just a matter of taking that next step, and it could very easily be this year. He could very easily be a two-time All-State lineman, be a super state lineman, that kind of guy. But, Grand Island, they do. They have all those starters back. They have two veteran quarterbacks. They paid a price last year. They played a lot of underclassmen. They had a lot of injuries at key positions. The one thing about Coach Tomlin, he's not going to panic. I think Jeff probably knew what he was in the middle of last year. You play the hand you're dealt and just try and get ready. Well, they're ready. And they'll both be good. And, extrapolate that out. Six wins probably would. It put you in the mix for the top 10.
Chase Reese is a preseason All-Stater in Class A for Huskerland Prep Report. And we talked with Coach Tomlin about him on Tuesday. In Class B, Millard North, number one. In Class A, followed by Lincoln Southeast, Millard West, Burke, and Millard South. Then it's Omaha North, Lincoln North Star, Creighton Prep, Papillion, and Lincoln Southwest. In B, Gretna is number one, followed by Elkhorn, Scutt, Gross, Norris, Crete, Aurora, York, Ralston, Beatrice. That's right, York. did you even have a magazine the last time you put them in the top 10? But there's no McCook, and we talked about this before. Some of the traditional powers are not here. McCook's not in, and York is. What?
Yeah.
And the Royals are above 500.
Yeah.
What? And Aurora's there, but none of those West teams have cracked your top five, six this year.
Well, no, they didn't. McCook, McCook's right there. You could put McCook 8, 9, 10. I mean, I guess you could. Let's face it, that's another great program, state champion program. They've got some players coming back. We'll see. I don't know if they have the depth of good players that they have in the past. They do have a schedule that they're going to manage in spite of all the traveling that they do. I do think that opening game, they got a chance to prove me wrong, certainly. They play Aurora. We'll find out. They'll play at McCook, which is that's a tough place to play and all that. And as far as York goes, a little local flavor there. Glenn Snodgrass has made that into a real football program. And they have some kids back that are going to be just really good. A kid that people know from basketball maybe as much as football, Ty Danielson. Ty Danielson is a wide receiver. He made all sorts of catches and yards and touchdowns last year. This summer, he went down to Husker camp, and we mentioned Trey Carr a little bit ago. He's a guy that got some run as a possible Nebraska recruit, and he's one of our top 12 seniors in A, something like that. By all accounts, he turned him inside out at Husker camp, and it was just did him every way you can do him. And so that's one of those things where he's a great athlete. They've got a kid, this Lyndon Califf. He threw for 1,500 yards last year. Nobody even knows about him. They have a kid in the line named Ronaldo Trevino. And Ronaldo is a man. You know, they've got a linebacker who's really good. The point is, more than anything else, Glenn Snodgrass has instilled a football mentality in the football program. Anybody who's been around, and York is in Central Cities Conference, so I've seen these kids a lot. They've had a lot of athletes over the years, and a lot of those athletes, A, either didn't go out for football, or B, when they did, they might as well not have. Glenn's got them out. He's got them organized. He's got them working hard, and that's why they're there.
C1, nothing new there. Norfolk Catholic 1, Boone Central, Newman Grove, who had such an outstanding year last year, 2, Pierce 3, they all play each other. Well, you love that stuff. Adams Central is 4th, Wahoo 5th, Cozad, Columbus Lakeview, Lincoln Christian, Wahoo Newman, and Kearney Catholic. Those are the top 10. And I guess there's really, Cozad has reemerged, and you touched on that already, but there's not a lot of newness to the top 10 in C1.
Actually, I may have copied that out of last year's deal. I don't know. But really, to me, and until it's proven different, I think to most people, there's the four at the top. And then somebody needs to, it's like getting somebody the E in a game of horse. You need to prove it. So that's what happens from 5 on down. But it would be shocking to me if the champion didn't come out of those top four teams, Norfolk Catholic, Boone Central, Pearson, Adams Central. The thing about Boone, when it was announced they were going to co-op with Newman Grove, I remember thinking, well, isn't that cute? Those kids will have a place where they can hold tackling dummies after school. Well, come to find out, 3 of the starters on last year's state runner-up team are from Newman Grove. And one of them, this Alex Wiese, is we consider him a top 10 player, an all-state caliber player, both at guard and linebacker. That's a pretty nice fit. Boone's right there. They have got, I'm telling you what, something they have that these other teams do not have is some enormous size that could emerge in the line. They've got some really big athletic players in the line that weren't regulars last year but played, and it'll be interesting to see how much they've improved or get a stake in things. When I look at that top 10, beyond the top 4, which is a gimme, I look at Cozad, and we talked on that. You know, if Cozad wants to play big boy football, they've got to beat Adams Central on opening night. That's how that goes. Lakeview, Doug, has one of the most amazing sets of statistics of any last year. Lakeview was the number one offense in Class C1 last year, and they were by like 15 yards a game. They were, on defense, number 34. Now, that is kind of hard to do because those are the same kids, but they were 34th on defense. If that defense gets into the teens, Lakeview is going to win a lot of games. And Lakeview's been successful lately. This Jack Shadley, that plays quarterback for them, already owns every passing record. They're going to score a lot of points. If they play any defense, they could be a team that makes a run to the finals.
Tough schedule as well. We'll take a break here. Coming up, Kevin Stein, Grand Island Northwest. We'll get into the smaller classes. Luke Hoover from RotoWire, send us your fantasy football questions. He's in our last segment. Back with more. Bob Jensen, Doug Duda with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're in your car, and you're moving at a sluggish pace. So sluggish, slugs are laughing as they blow by you. But you know what your car needs. A quick trip to AutoZone, because you know a simple tune-up with a good set of spark plugs can restore your gas mileage and, best of all, your performance. Who's laughing now, sluggo?
Right now at AutoZone, get a $20 AutoZone gift card after rebate when you buy 6 Autolite XP Iridium spark plugs. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With some partial sun, we'll also see some scattered showers and storms around the area during the day today, with a high in the upper 70s, south wind stay at 5 to 10. With a chance for more scattered storms into tonight, we'll head back to a low of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 75.
Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Good-looking cat. Got a little knowledge to him. Coming off his 100th alumni celebration.
You better believe it. That
Arnold.
I'm telling you what, dude. That was one of the greatest nights of my life. Over 500 Arnold Cardinals in one room.
That ought to say something.
It was awesome.
That writes its own story. Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which team from the AAC, get used to that, which was the old Big East, do you have winning it all? Well, 69% says Louisville. 24% did say Cincinnati. And only 7% voted for the field. Our Midtown Mark cooler question today as we begin our fantasy football season. How big into fantasy football are you? A, you're in multiple leagues. B, you're in one league. C, I don't do fantasy football. Robert Jensen, I'm guessing you don't do fantasy football.
You know, my life is a fantasy, Doug, actually. But I do manage to squeeze in enough time to contribute to the local atmosphere, if you will. So,
I'm in multiple leagues.
I like
people see, I don't get invited to do a lot. It's kind of like, you know, when I was a youngster, but, you know, these leagues keep realizing, well, that sports guy doesn't know nothing.
Let's get him.
And this is for money.
Let's get him.
Hey, come on over.
Hey buddy, how you doing?
But I do have a presentation here in a couple of weeks where I believe I will be, given a trophy with a plaque, as a league champ. Of course, this is the league where then the next year I have to provide the social hour, shall we say. Yes, you know, pretzels, Dr. Pepper, lemonade, tea, water, cookies.
So
got that coming up.
So tell me, are those the other guys in your league, are they ineligible once they move into high school? Or can they come back?
Those are the scary ones because they know the young guys.
Yeah, they do.
We keep saying, Peyton Manning. I know that guy.
That's right. Nick Bonacani?
Maybe I'll just get it catered in from the chicken coop. Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, open 7 days a week. Don't forget happy hour every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 5:30. They've got lunch specials every day. On Thursday, it's the Po' Boys shrimp sandwich with choice of side item, just $5.99. And, of course, over the summer months, they've got the melt-in-your-mouth Southwest steak wrap and the tangy Southwest chicken wrap. So whatever your pleasure, chicken or steak, they'll take care of you. Of course, there's something for everyone. The youngsters might like some boneless wing or some pub pickles or the buffalo chips with just a little kick to them, burgers, pizza. Of course, the adult folks might like the bone-in chicken wings. They might like a steak, maybe a little salmon. French dip, had that the last time I went in there. Cheese, little baked beans. Ugh. Can't beat a chicken coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Doug, due to Bob Jensen, we are efforting Kevin Stein, Northwest football coach, and then Luke Hoover, fantasy football. So while we continue to do that, we've looked at A, B, and C1. C2, already looking forward to it. I think it was the highest rated game in our listening area in your top 30 games of the year. And it's Donovan Trumbull, Sutton. Sutton is going to lose more than just players. Coach, they don't have that big staff. You know, usually you see 16 coaches when you go to the state championship. What they have at Sutton, 3, maybe 4. Coach Sponberg is out, but Steve's done a great job with that program over there at Sutton. And Donovan Trumbull, this is, quote, their year. So Aquinas, number one, Donovan Trumbull, two, Archbishop, three, Oakland Craig, four, Lutheran High Northeast out of Norfolk, five. You've got Sutton, six, Hardington Cedar Catholic, Crofton, North Platte, St. Pat's, and West Holt in your C2 top 10. Just a quick thought here because Coach Stein is set to join us, but C2, what do you got?
If Donovan plays any defense, they win C2.
Wow. Plus, shortest answer ever from Bob Jensen. Kevin Stein with this Grand Island Northwest head football coach. Going to get the Vikings into this high school football season. Coach Bob Jensen in studio with me. Doug Duda, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. So thanks for having me.
Northwest makes the trip out to Sydney on Friday the 30th to open their season. Five games on the road and four games at home this year. And, Coach, give us an overall feel of how the first few days of practice have went for you.
You know, I'm going to say up and down. You know, inconsistent. That's the biggest thing that we're looking at right now is the consistency in our efforts. That's a serious struggle that we have right now. There's times where we come out for a 5, 10, 15, 20, even 30 minutes and look great and have great efforts and do things well and get coached up really well. Then we seem to fall off for that 5 to 30 minutes. So I'm going to give us a, you know, sometimes we look great and sometimes not so great because of our inconsistency. So that's my quick synopsis.
Well, and a lot of that, again, can come from, I don't know if you'd say youth or inexperience, but a lack of returning starters. I'll tell you what, the coaches in the Tri-Cities, they've either got them all coming back, and so far most of them had senior-dominated teams last year. You're filling in a lot of holes as well.
Yeah, maybe all the holes. So we were so heavily senior-dominated, and we stayed fairly healthy last year. Yeah, we had a couple big hits with Connor was kind of beat up and Kyle's kind of beat up, but for the most part we put in another senior for them. The really true only starter that we have coming back is Justin Gill at a safety. He did start every game and played, you know, all the time back there. We did have some kids like Noah Watson and Trevor Hayes and Tyler Garrett and Nate Montez who got to play a significant amount, but they were not called upon to really win or lose any ball games for us, but they did see a lot of time.
Coach, this is Bob Jensen, and it's always good.
How you doing,
Bob?
Yeah,
good enough, Kevin. Good enough. I guess I'll preface my remarks again by saying one more time, I love Connor Eberhardt. I love that guy. One of the great kids I've ever interviewed. But on another note, I suppose, especially in your offense, you got to settle on a quarterback. Where are you at on your quarterback competition?
You know, it was wide open, you know, through the spring and through the summer. But it's, you know, pretty well settled. You know, Christian Ellsworth is going to be dynamite for us. Yeah, he's only going to be a sophomore. But he's the one that you need to put on your watch board, especially for, you know, the next year and the following year. Yeah, he's going to be a sophomore. He's going to do extremely well for us. He's level-headed. He's a competitor. He's smart. He's physically just tremendous. You know, but yeah, he is a sophomore playing Class B. And so there's some times they're going to say, wow, that was a great throw. And that's just a sophomore. And there's times they say, wow, that's a sophomore for you. But hopefully we can get more of the sooner than the latter there. But he's going to do a nice job for us. You know, Brooke Brown is still another kid that's in the mix there. We feel confident with him. Again, physically gifted. Hasn't played quarterback that long. He played a lot of receiver, like in that junior high and that freshman ball for us. But we always know that we can come back to a kid like a Jacob Watson, who saw a little bit of time last year when we were able to get Zach off the field. And nothing beats that little bit of experience that of the Friday Night Lights. So we feel, you know, real good in those guys. And we have an athlete in Chase Kaiser who will play more defense, but could go in there also. But it's settled that Christian will be our man.
Got to have seniors, of course, to really step up and be leaders and all that. But with a quarterback that's a sophomore, does that mean maybe there's an opportunity for some other sophomores to emerge this year for you?
Oh, we'll put several sophomores on the field. We really like that class. They do a nice job. The thing is, like my opening marks are effort-wise, those guys are dialed in 95% of the time. you know, a kid like an Isaiah Dobbs and Big Christian and Brooke and several linemen, Mark Zepeda and Dylan Davis, those kids, they are dialed in and they are just get down and workers. And plus, they're vocal leaders. So we really like them. Juniors, they kind of fall in that suit. And then our seniors are not great vocal leaders, but they are that leader by example. So that's where we kind of struggle with them. A kid like a Shane Areola and Trevor Hayes and Tyler Garrett, they don't say a whole lot, but they are working. But there's times we need those older kids just to really get up and say something.
Another minute here with Kevin Stein, Northwest football coach, and you kind of touch on it, Kevin. This is where the experience that you do have is on the line, and every coach likes to start there. I mean, that's what everybody can talk about the glitz guys, but that's where every coach always starts the conversation.
You know, we had 3-year starters on our offensive line for the last 3 years, and Austin Dishman and a Tanner Martin and Connor Everhart and Cody Harms, Brian Lang and Nate Reisinger. You know, we had those six guys, you know, that were 3-year guys for us. Nate was only a 2-year guy, but the other ones were all 3-year guys. This year, we bring in some guys that were able to get a lot of experience. We play a lot of guys. We try to play up-tempo. We try to get a lot of guys out there. You know, I feel very fortunate. We have two nice centers. We have four nice guards. We have four nice tackles. So we're not going to be able to overpower anybody, but hopefully we can keep those bodies fresh and keep throwing new troops at them. That'll be kind of our goal.
Well, the season starts off at Sydney. I don't know a lot about Sydney, but I've heard that Sydney is fired up. This is their year, quote. We've talked about that a couple of times. Then you come back home and face Hastings and McCook. Just talk about what you know about the early part of your schedule, and we'll probably get into your district play later on in the year, but just the things that start off here with Sydney, Hastings, McCook.
Yeah, you know, Sydney, they have a huge, like a tackle nose guard type kid. I mean, 6'5", 6'6", 305, has great feet, very strong. He'll do a wonderful job. The Lewis kid, who's a fullback linebacker, he's extremely talented. He'll do some serious damage. So that's kind of tough. And so, but then off that, we don't know much more about them other than this is their second year, you know, with their coach. And so they're starting to get in the groove with each other. You know, Hastings, again, new coach. I don't know if he's if their offense is going to change or defense is going to change much. So that kind of remains to be seen. We've always had nice battles at the freshman and JV level with them. So I think that'll be good. McCook, is Jeff Gross still there? I think they'll be pretty good, you know. So we had a tough road to hoe.
All right, Kev, we'll let you get back to work. We always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep the kids healthy. Get off to a good start.
You bet. Okay, thanks, guys, for having me.
You bet. Northwest Viking head football coach Kevin Stein joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue our high school football preview. More tomorrow. We're catching up with Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Hastings High. We're doing all of them in the next tomorrow and into the next week, knocking those off as well. Also tomorrow, UNK football coach Daryl Morris will be on the show. Camp opened this morning with the first little get-together, and then they go at it again tomorrow and on through the weekend, 9 practices before school starts on the 26th. Northwest, like some teams, they're going to have a little work to do.
Oh, they will, but
tough schedule too.
Yeah, there is a tough schedule, but I'm telling you, there's a little buzz about those sophomores. And I don't claim to follow freshman football scores, so I can't recite that chapter and verse. But I do know there are athletes.
Let me call Rich just a second.
Yeah, okay. You can. Anyway, the thing is that there's talent in that class. And the way that Stein decides to play his offense, let's face it, they throw the ball around the park. They're going to make some things happen. They'll score some points. I do believe that. But young kids on defense, regardless of how many of them there are, that can be a little problematic. But, you know, Kevin's proven to be a good coach, and he, you know, his staff will do a good job, and they'll be good. It's just, you know, last year they just hit so many high water marks, it's going to be tough to repeat.
All right. It is time. I think we're working on, for the regular season, an incredibly over-the-top produced open for Luke Hoover, because he's cool and he's RotoWire and he fantasy footballs with us all year long, and he deserves that. He deserves that. It's time now for our fantasy football report, our inaugural report, and all year long brought to you by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters, with 23 high-definition televisions, including two giant HD projection TVs, free Wi-Fi to follow your fantasy football teams, like on RotoWire, NFL Red Zone, NFL Sunday Ticket. Join the Fanatics at Fanatics for every NFL and major college football game all season long. And don't forget the bullpen. We'll be opening soon. Luke Hoover joins Doug Duda and Bob Jensen. Luke, how's your summer? Great to catch up with you. Thanks for the time.
It's been great. Thanks for having me back, guys.
Well, let's get after this. We've got questions. Thank God I was supposed to have a draft tomorrow night, which I think is too early. So let's start there. Some people have already had their draft. A lot takes place that last week when you get out of preseason. But if you are drafting early, Luke, with 2-3 preseason games to go, injuries still out there, you can't do anything with it, do you draft differently if you got a draft tomorrow instead of September the 3rd?
Personally, I don't really draft much differently, as you know, from a strategy standpoint or anything like that. You know, if a guy is already dealing with an injury that they think might linger into the season, he's highly ranked player, something like that, maybe you downgrade him a little bit on your draft board. You know, obviously steer clear of the guys you know are going to miss significant time. But there's nothing you can do. Like you said, I mean, if you're drafting this early in the preseason, you just kind of hope for the best. Maybe, you know, you want to draft guys that have shown their ability over the course of a few years or something like that. But, you know, you're still rolling the dice, especially, you know, you draft a young player. It's hard to tell how well they'll hold up, like a rookie or something like that.
Everybody, and Matthew Berry here on ESPN Radio, who RotoWire works with. If you look at ESPN, all the news comes from RotoWire when you get into the fantasy season. And they're all saying, take running backs. And our first question of the year comes from Cody, who says, what is a big-name running back that I should stay away from? I'm very hesitant to pick up C.J. Spiller because I don't know how long he'll last with the game plan they have for him. So C.J. Spiller thoughts, and who's a big name that you're staying away from?
Well, I can say I'm definitely not staying away from C.J. Spiller, and I think I'm along with a lot of people, including I know ESPN, and I know Matthew Berry's talked about him. You know, a lot of RotoWire guys are very high on him as well. I have to rank him right up in that range of 5 to 8 at the position, and I can completely see if Buffalo is going to feed him the ball as much as they claim to, you know, in that up-tempo offense, that he's going to be a top 5 overall fantasy running back this year. I'm not too worried about the durability concerns. He saw right at 250 touches last year. You know, he even had a minor injury, a little scare earlier in the season, and fought through it, didn't miss a single game. He's really proven in, you know, his season so far, 3 years, to be pretty durable. He hasn't really missed any time. So that's not a major concern of mine. As far as a guy I'm going to stay away from, I am a little leery, and he's not necessarily a huge name just yet. Probably in that range of 20 to 25 at the position where he'll get drafted. But the fact that Eddie Lacy is already dealing with a little bit of a hamstring ailment, he missed that first preseason game, is a little question mark as far as whether or not he'll play this weekend. It sounds like he might give it a go. You know, hamstring injury is something that can reoccur or can linger into the year, and it just might, you know, impact his effectiveness as far as where he's getting drafted. People are looking at him as possibly the number one in Green Bay, but that looks like it could be a crowded backfield with DeJuan Harris, the other rookie, Jonathan Franklin. So I'm not quite sold on Eddie Lacy because of the hamstring issue.
Luke, this is Bob Jensen, and I got a guy that I love, and I realize that my guys in my league are working right now, so they won't find this out. But what if I was to tell you that I'd like to pick Le'Veon Bell as my number two back? How crazy is that?
You know, it's after we saw what rookies did last year, it feels a little less crazy, and it sounds like he is the clear front runner in Pittsburgh to get the bulk of the carries. So I don't know that it's crazy. I will tell you this, that coming into the draft, the actual NFL draft back in April, I viewed Bell as probably around the 4th or 5th best back in the draft from a talent standpoint. I liked Monty Ball a little bit better. At the time, like Lacy, though, you know, he did have some injury concerns that scared me, as well as a couple other guys, including Giovanni Bernard. But he's got a clear workload, you know, in front of him in Pittsburgh. I like the interior of their offensive line, so I think he's going to be a bit good between the tackles runner and a guy that's going to get goal line carries. As a number two, it's maybe a bit of a reach. You could actually probably draft him in a lot of leagues as your third running back and, you know, play it a little safer. but I definitely see big upside for him, and I wouldn't be shocked at all if he has a 1,000-yard season and in that range of 7 to 10 touchdowns because of his size.
Talking with Luke Hoover of RotoWire and RotoWire.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Bob Jensen with you on this Thursday. If you check out RotoWire magazine or online, Luke was in the mock draft standard scoring 14 teams. Matt Berry was in there. A lot of the RotoWire ESPN staff was there. Here's where my concern is. I'm going to be in a 10-team league. I'm going to be in a 12-team league. And I'm going to be in a 12-team league. I believe that's how it is. A 10, a 12, and a 12. Everybody says you got to take running back in the first round this year. And you got that 10th pick in the mock draft, exactly where I don't want to be. It looks like Steven Jackson is a roll of the dice. He went 9th, and you took Alfred Morris 10th. Ray Rice, I love, and he went at 8. But that seems to be, to me, where the line is. Tell me why Alfred Morris, because even after that, there's LeSean McCoy. David Wilson went after that. It seems like that's where the drop-off is to me. Sell me on Alfred Morris and why you went ahead and still took a running back at 10.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough position to be in most leagues that, you know, right around 9 through 12 if you're in one of those 12-team leagues, because that's where it sort of becomes a little unclear as far as who are the top backs. I love what Morris did last year, and I didn't really question that pick for myself because, I had rewatched a lot of his highlights, and the guy just breaks tackles. He runs extremely hard. He reads, he sets up the blocks very well. You know, he works very well in that system with RG3. And I believe that Griffin, that would be the only concern to me is that whether or not Griffin can stay healthy. But I think he'll be back by, week 2 at the latest if he doesn't start week 1. And I just see, a ton of upside as far as that offensive system for Morris. The rushing yards will be there. The touchdowns will be there. Hopefully they'll work him in more as a receiver. So from that standpoint, I did consider a couple other guys at the pick, and they both went right after me, both Calvin Johnson and LeSean McCoy. I like McCoy's upside in that offense, so he's another guy that if he is sitting there, I can completely, condone taking at that high of a pick. And it's hard to pass on a guy like Calvin Johnson, but running back is going to score more than receiver by and large. It's such a deep year at receiver that even though you get Calvin Johnson, and maybe he's the 1, 2, 3 receiver, which you definitely expect to happen, but you're going to hurt a little bit at running back. That starting running back you have, if you have to wait another round, is just going to be a little bit downgraded. And you really have to have elite running backs to win in those 10-12 team leagues. Excuse me.
And just for folks that haven't seen the article, you've got Monte Ball as your third selection overall as your backup running back. I'm just throwing out there kind of for the folks so they know who your second running back area is going to be. Mark's a frequent emailer and a questionnaire to our RotoWire, so let's see if I can condense this. He's getting into an auction league for the first time. Standard scoring, but he says quarterbacks get 6 points for a passing touchdown. His question is, does the best, it's a franchise, so not everybody's available. The best running back on the board is Steven Jackson for $13 out of 100. Should I go all in and buy Drew Brees for $29 because the touchdowns are worth 6 points? Or should I try and get a wide receiver on the best wide receiver on the board and then go for a Stafford, a Ryan, or a Luck later as his quarterback?
Well, I'll be very honest. I'm probably even higher or a bigger proponent of having an elite quarterback than most. And as you might have even seen in the magazine mock draft, I took Drew Brees in the second round because I felt like that was a steal right there. And if you're getting 6 points for every passing touchdown, which not a lot of leagues do, that's a big advantage. If Drew Brees is a guy you can count on to throw 35 touchdowns, most likely he's done it each of the last 2 years over 40. Stafford, I like the upside there, but consider what he did last year. You're talking about a 23 touchdown difference. Drew Brees threw 43, where Stafford threw 20. And I expect Stafford to increase that significantly this year. But I just see Drew Brees as the safest option there. If you can get him in, just about any format on a relative, this year he's a little bit discounted because quarterbacks in general are getting discounted. I think you're going to give yourself a weekly advantage. You can find receivers. It's such a deep position. You can find them much more cheaply. You can find them in free agency during the season, where you're not going to find that elite-level quarterback. And in a bigger league, you need an elite-level quarterback to truly compete, make the playoffs, and win your league.
It always amazes me that folks want to know, who's the sleeper? Well, the sleeper always comes off the board before anybody ever thinks about taking the, I was going to get him as a sleeper. All right, who's the sleeper? Who's the first-year guy, or who's the sleeper that's going to go earliest this year or that you would take earliest?
That's going earliest. You know, a guy that's becoming a really trendy pick, and I can't fault that, I really like him myself and would love to get him in a few leagues, especially in a PPR format, is Shane Vereen in New England. He looks like they're going to line him up all over the field, use him a lot of variety of ways. You saw it in the preseason game. You know, he's running a corner route, you know, in the back of the end zone and catching the pass over the shoulder, you know, just getting his toes in bounds from Tom Brady there. And it's amazing how versatile he is and what he can do from a receiving standpoint. He had, I believe, 3 or 4 receiving touchdowns last year. He's actually a pretty effective runner. You know, not a big back, but can go between the tackles, has the speed to bounce, you know, runs outside. And, you know, they don't have Hernandez this year. They lost Welker, Brandon Lloyd, Gronk's a little banged up. Shane Vereen might wind up being their most versatile weapon in offense and a guy that gets a lot of touches. I like him, especially in PPR formats, where I figure he's going to catch 40 or 50 balls this year.
Why did I win fantasy football last year? Because I had Luke Hoover every week, because I had somebody like a Vereen on my team, and because I got lucky. Folks, if you ever have a question, RotoWire, sign up for RotoWire.com. You can have your questions answered. You can find out information on every fantasy sport, not just football. They've got all kinds of different leagues. I'll let you out of here with this last one, Luke. Again, for the folks that are getting ready for their draft this weekend, give them a last bit of advice. And we touched on it a little bit. That draft position, I think, is huge. You can win with the last pick in the first round. But I think if you have the first pick or if you're 12th in a 12-team league, when you have to go back-to-back, it's so important that you pay attention because next thing you know, you're into the fifth round and you're going, oh, wow, what did I do here? But advice to the folks as they get ready.
You know, definitely, like you said, pay very close attention in those middle rounds. Have a set list of targeted players that you want as far as your sleeper picks, the guys that you think will break out. And I'll throw out a couple names real quick in that regard, but two Notre Damers, I hate to be biased, Golden Tate and Michael Floyd, I think they're both primed to have big seasons at receiver, which is, again, why I say don't necessarily draft receivers as highly. I think you get one elite receiver in the third, fourth, even fifth round, you can take your first receiver. You're going to be fine. You draft some of these guys that are poised for a breakout like them in good situations, good passing offenses, and you'll be all set. But have a list ready. Have some targets because those guys start to go off the board quickly. And you want to have that backup plan for that guy you think could break out.
Great stuff. Luke will be with us every Thursday at this time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Luke, we'll get you back to your day and always appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
You bet. Luke Hoover in our fantasy football segment brought to you by Fanatics Downtown Kearney. During every Husker football game, don't miss the all-you-can-eat tailgate buffet with something different every week at Fanatics. And, of course, our Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. You can sign up right now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Fanatics Fantasy Football banner and log in, and you can read all the details there. We'll tell you much more about it as we get closer to the start of the season. But get signed up, get ready. It's free, and you win stuff. Duh. Back with more Bob Jensen. We're going to talk a little Class D football before we get out of here after this.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting premium savings on premium oil is your advance advantage. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Oil and a Fram Ultra Filter for just $29.99 after $2 rebate. Plus, you'll save 50 cents a gallon on Shell gas with the Fuel Rewards Network. It's summer. Your car's thirsty. Save on all the fluids your car needs. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Visit FuelRewards.com/Pennzoil for details. See store for rebate information.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Little League World Series in Williamsport. Hey, I hope Iowa wins a game, and if they do better than that, great. Get that Central region going.
Yeah, there's something about watching 13-year-old boys on national TV play baseball that just doesn't seem quite right to me, but they seem happy, so I have... Haven't really done my research on the field, but if you're telling me Iowa's in it, then I'm for them.
I bet they got good odds in Vegas. We should call Perenio, see what he's got on the Little League World Series.
That'd be awesome.
Bob Jensen with us for just another couple of minutes to wrap up the show. We've talked about Huskerland Prep Magazine. Prep Report is out, and you'll be able to get it in the Tri-Cities. Give us some more pub. You said it'll be at Hastings here in Kearney. What about in Hastings? What about Grand Island? Where else?
Yeah, the Hastings bookstores, which strangely are not in Hastings, but they're in Grand Island and Kearney, and you can find them there. You could, you know, the best thing probably, you know, you could always call our office. You know, and our office number is 800-323-3929. And it's important to remember that if a person wants that magazine and wants to get our paper through the whole year, the year's subscription is $32 for another 11 issues. Where you're spending 15 or maybe 20 for the magazine. So I'm just throwing it out there. You know, we don't stop.
Folks, it's worth it.
We don't stop with the preview.
It's worth it. It's awesome. And the, I think one of the best parts is the continued, not only all the stats that are out there and your great column every week, but it's catching up with kids. And then I look back in this date, here's what was in Huskerland Prep, and you go, oh, my. Yeah, a lot of people you know or heard of. Yeah. And it's just some great features there. Yeah. Let's take a look at D. D1, Exeter Milligan is at number one. There's a program that is always to be talked about. You've got them number one. Creighton has been so good lately. They're number two. Guardian Angels at West Point is third. Howells Dodge is actually not number one. They are fourth. Overton is fifth. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley sixth, followed by Freeman, High Plains, Palmer, and Arapahoe. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a question about any of this because there's a lot of perennial powers in this D1. But you see Arapahoe finished very, very well last year. I guess let's start there. Palmer's back again.
Yeah, Arapahoe, that's just really awesome what's going on down there with Coach Seeley. He's an excitable young man and a terrible public speaker. But the thing is, he patched together the greatest football team Arapahoe's ever had last year, 11-1. They got beat by the state champs. If you're going to get beat in the postseason, it might as well be by them. Having said that, they took some tremendous hits at graduation. What they do have, though, is Caden Waverka, who is just an outstanding running quarterback. He's a good dual threat. He's an outstanding runner, though. And just Arapahoe gets rated, you know, this is kind of just after a couple years. Because, you know, Arapahoe football's been okay. I mean, it's had its moments, but nothing quite like last year. And just based on a program that's just in its infancy with Coach Seeley, they get number 10. And as far as Palmer goes, Palmer has got the classic setup for eight-man football. They have four guys who are outstanding. They have four guys that are really good. They have three that are outstanding. They have two that are exceptional. Cordell Glaus was an All-State kicker last year. He's also a 1,600-yard passer and probably the team's best defensive player. They have a lineman by the name of Brett Santon who could be an All-Stater on either side of the line.
Again, when you get down to Class D, you hear some of the same names and you just go, okay, yeah, that's why they're good because they're all good. No St. Cecilia rated this year. No McCook rated. I'm sure there's a couple I'm going to be missing here. We said Kearney and Grand Island aren't. And in D, Howells Dodge is not number one. Is that because Howells Dodge is starting to get back to the back to the rest of the pack, or are the three teams you have above them just having exceptional classes?
It's a combination. I mean, their arc is definitely starting to settle just a little bit. I mean, they've just had such tremendous talent drain. I mean, they have, honestly, for the last decade, but these last couple of years, they've lost a lot of people. Frankly, on paper, four is good. I mean, they've got a kid, Jesse Faltis. They're going to play at fullback and linebacker. He'll be an All-Stater. They've got a quarterback, the Wisniewski kid, who is an outstanding two-way player. But, you know, they don't have three and four All-State linemen like they've had in the recent past. Guardian Angels had a bunch of injuries last year. They got a lot of people coming back. Creighton's been to two state finals. They've got a kid by the name of Jacob Morrill who is most likely here shortly going to be a four-year 1,000-yard rusher. He'll be only the fourth one in school or in state history. Exeter Milligan was in last year's state finals. They got a lot of important people like Nolan White, James Sluka, and a junior by the name of Kyle Jensen, who we consider to be the top underclassman in D1.
No relation.
No. Did I mention the part where he was good?
D2, it's Giltner number one, followed by Humphrey St. Francis, Sterling, Shelton, Bancroft, Rosalie. Falls City Sacred Heart is sixth. Kennesaw, Lawrence, Nelson, Fullerton, Lions, Decatur, Northeast. We talked about Kennesaw getting some injuries and losing a couple of really good players for this football season, so they're going to have their work cut out for them. Shelton's still there. Giltner is Giltner right now. They're now the power, I guess, in D, in both of them.
Well, here you go. I do want to say just one more quick thing about D1. Overton last year, we've got them in the top five. Anything that could go wrong on or off the field went wrong last year at Overton. This year they come back. They have two All-State linemen. One's a senior, J.D. Callahan. The other one's a junior, Zach Zaleski. You got two big boys. You got Hayden Goy, who will be one of the top five running backs in the class. They're going to be really good. As far as Giltner goes, it's the program. It's the program, dummy. Is there other teams that return more on paper? Yes, there are. But Giltner is a proven winner. Jeff Ashby has that program. Believe in it'll win. They got a lot of speed. They got a lot of good young kids. St. Francis, same thing. They have less coming back than Giltner does. But it's St. Francis. You know they're going to be good. Here's the deal. Chase Wemhoff is a junior. He's a Wemhoff, for one thing. If you're a Wemhoff from Humphrey, you're good. Yeah, that's what it is. He'll be an All-Stater, and very few people know about him right now. So they'll be good. But Shelton, like I said, Shelton is one of those stories. I'm a fool for big, strong linemen. And, you know, Zach Oliver, Nate Muehlbach, two of the best in the class. We've gotten rated in the top four among individual players in the class. On the same line, they're going to move the Hawks kid to quarterback. You know, he's a big stud pitcher. He's a good all-around athlete. He's going to be fine. They're going to be really good. Kennesaw, with the weirdness in the offseason, losing those two kids was not good. Preston Schnitzler with the ACL and Michael Duffy electing to go a different direction. A team that's in our listening area that I heard a lot about, Fullerton.
Yeah.
Fullerton. I'm telling you, Fullerton last year thrashed Lions Decatur Northeast in the playoffs. They've got a lot of kids coming back. Kid by the name of Garrett Sondrup, just an outstanding running back. He's their guy, and I'm telling you, they play. Is it St. Francis? Maybe early. They've got a chance to really
opening night at St. Francis.
Yeah, they've got a chance to make a difference. And they had another kid,
Ed Shelton.
Yeah. They play a tough schedule. Them and Spalding. That's
and Giltner.
Yeah. But the thing was that they had a conflict. They couldn't get the Chicago Bears on the schedule. But the thing about the other thing about Fullerton, they did it the old fashioned way. They had a kid move back home. A Tovik kid. I can't remember his first name, but he's a really good athlete, a big summer in basketball. And by all accounts, he's going to be an impact player. So, Fullerton, you want a dark horse in D2? Fullerton.
They play the 1, 2, and 4 teams in the state in your preseason rankings in the first 5 weeks. All right,
yeah.
Quick thought, and then we'll get out of here. Because I guess I was a little surprised from what I've heard, and one of those classes that's supposed to be on the come. Your thoughts on Amherst?
Amherst has got a lot of really good boy athletes, period. Basketball, wrestling, football. The one thing Amherst doesn't have is a lot of size. Now, having said that, my speech always goes something like, no, there's nothing more overrated in high school football than size. But they're athletic, and, you know, they'll have their chance. If I'm not mistaken, they're in the same district with Kennesaw and Shelton. And, you know, if you want, and Lawrence Nelson, for that matter.
Yep.
So if you have a chance to prove it. But there is no doubt. I mean, that is a program that's got athletes in it, and they're coming, and they're going to be better, and they may get one of those teams.
Oh, it's so great, folks, when we get to talk to Bob, and when he comes in for an hour and half, you know, it's always great to find out what's going on. You can go online to Huskerland Preps and find out more. Always updating the website. Always got things going on there.
I do want to say, I don't usually toot my own horn or whatever, because I don't even know if that qualifies, but somehow I stumbled into the idea of doing our website different. And this year, with our top 30 seniors, we decided to do it by number instead of by class. And so what we did was we ranked the top 30 seniors because, I don't even want to talk about how we arrive at the numerical value we give each of these. But the point is that, yeah, it's the rabbit in the hat thing. So we just put all the number 30s, all the 29s, 28s, and we count them up to number one. And number ones, the number one players will be released next week. We did the same thing with our top 10s. And I got a kick out of doing it. It was because there's HTML code, and anybody who knows about that knows that that's a little extra work, but it was worth it. And the count up has really been it's been pretty cool. And we're down to the top two. Now, courtesy of your show, the rabbit is out of the hat, but through today, we had gotten to number three. And so the remainder of the top 10s are there, and those top 30s, like I said, that's just a lot of fun. We started doing the top 225 back in 1996. It's a great way to get a bunch of kids a little extra pub. And I mean, these are all worthy kids. These aren't a bunch of stiffs, but it's just fun to see it and to look at it. And I guess that goes into one thing that I would like to mention, because I did some catching up over the summer and I freshened my list. And I want to tell you a statistic, dude, because I would love to see, you need to put Jeff on this for you, because I think this would be a nice little fill in for him to do going back over your career. Huh. I have a list in my computer of every player whose story has been written in Huskerland Prep Report. That doesn't count audio interviews or, coaching interviews, anything like coaching. And 2,116. And next year will be our 25th anniversary. And something I'm toying with, and I'm almost ashamed, I don't know if I should even say this out loud, it's kind of like Beetlejuice, the third time you say it, you got to start doing it. Wouldn't it be cool to have a reception and invite them all back? Just think if you got 10%, because you've got Eric Crouch and you got Amon Green and Barrett Root, who's the scariest person I have ever interviewed in person. But you've also got, a kid from Chester Hubble Byron, who is pumping gas now for a living. And it would be awesome. So anyway, that
kids from schools don't even exist anymore.
There's many of them. There's many of them. And I love to look at that list and to think back what was going on when we did it. And there's been a lot of kids.
That would be awesome. Awesome, awesome. And this has been awesome today, having Bob Jensen with us on the show. Again, Hastings Bookstores will have the Huskerland Prep Report, and contact the office in Central City for more information. We want to thank Kevin Stein, head football coach at Grand Island Northwest, for joining us today. Luke Hoover from RotoWire, who will be with us every Thursday in our last segment. Next to last today, but in that 11:45, 11:50 time slot every Thursday. Tomorrow, Derek Morris, UNK head football coach, will be joining us. We've got another high school football coach to bring along to you. Jimmy Langan is in as our co-host. I'll tell you what.
Enough said.
Hard to follow up Bob Jensen, but we will attempt with Jimmy Langan. Bob, thanks as always for the time. Can't wait for the high school football season to get underway.
It's always great to be here, dude. I like to make sure that Jeff is still gainfully employed.
Hey, folks. Well, he's getting close, but he's doing a hell of a job. Folks, have a great day, and we will have more on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow at 11.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.